Today our gospel journey through the book of Psalms brings us to the longest psalm, the Psalm 119. Just a couple of weeks ago we thought about the shortest psalm, the Psalm 117. That psalm only has two verses. Psalm 119, on the other hand, has 176 verses. This is not only the longest psalm, but it is the longest chapter in the Bible. We have looked at other psalms that are very long, and we have spent just one study per psalm. We dare not do that with the Psalm 119. You see, this psalm is divided into 22 sections, and each section has a heading, and the heading is a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Therefore, this psalm is like a little book in its own right. And while it is a psalm and falls naturally within the book of Psalms, we must treat it in a very distinct manner. Therefore, today and over the following weeks, we shall focus on the Psalm 119, taking each 8-verse segment at a time. The segment we're going to think about today, the verses 1 to 8, they are headed by the primary letter in the Hebrew alphabet. The primary letter is Aleph. And I'm reading Aleph now. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. The Hebrew language is totally unlike any other language. This is the language which God gave. This was the language which was spoken before all the various languages were formed at the Tower of Babel. This is not a language which has been contrived by man. It is a language which has been sanctified by God himself, the first language given to mankind. Virtually the whole of the Old Testament is written in Hebrew. And the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Aleph. The Hebrew alphabet is not like our English alphabet. Each letter is a picture, a symbol that represents something. Aleph represents the ox. Whenever the Jewish people saw Aleph, the first letter, they thought about the ox. And what is significant about the ox? The ox was a beast of service, but it could only serve whenever it was in the yoke. And whenever it was in the yoke, under the stewardship of the farmer, the ox could work. And it was a creature that was most beneficial in all the various farm activities that the tractor would do today in these modern times. And what the psalmist is teaching us in the opening psalm is this. If we are to be happy, we must serve God. And we can only serve God when we are yoked to his word, bound to his word. And in being bound to his word, we are then submissive to the word. And in being submissive to the word of God, we can be happy. And that is why the Psalm 119 begins with the word happy. The word is translated blessed. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. But this word blessed, it simply means to be happy. What does happiness mean to you today? Some form of pleasure. A program on television. Music, perhaps. Going to a football match. A rugby match. Being part of the excitement of the game. A glass of beer. A glass of wine. Intoxication. At the point of a needle. Taking those drugs that are illegal, but yet they give you that high. That buzz. Plenty of money in the bank. A good retirement income. A satisfying career, a flashy car, a lovely home, a husband, a wife, a family. Some of these things are quite allowable and some of these things are not. But yet, they all represent happiness in varying degrees for different people. And here in the Psalm 119, the psalmist is teaching us how we can be happy. And he doesn't talk about money and he doesn't talk about any form of worldly pleasure. He simply talks about the word of God being harnessed to God's word. The lesson throughout the scriptures is this, that we are a spiritual people and we can only be spiritually fulfilled whenever we know God. And we can only know God through his word. Spiritual fulfillment is the only type of fulfillment that counts. You may have your pleasure. You may have your excitement. You may have your prosperity. You may have your success. You may have all of these things and yet be entirely and totally dissatisfied. And life itself generally teaches us that lesson. How often have we not heard that money does not make you happy? And the reason why sensual material things cannot make us happy and satisfied is because we are spiritual people. We have souls, we have spirits. And these spirits can only be satisfied by God, who is the one great spirit who has given us our spirits and our souls. And it is only by knowing God that we can be satisfied. And in knowing God, we need to serve God. But we can only serve God whenever we know him through Christ. The interesting thing about the ox is this. It was a beast of service, but it was also a beast of sacrifice. The ox was regularly used for worshipping God through sacrifice. We can only serve God whenever we first of all come to the sacrifice of the cross and realize that Jesus died for sinful men and Jesus died for me. This is the central message of Scripture, that Christ offered himself. And then we need to submit ourselves to God and serve him because of Jesus Christ. When the ox served, the ox walked. It trod the field. It pulled the plow. It created the furrow. It was under the control of the master. Therefore, we are told, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. We need to walk in God's law. The solemn aspect of God's law is this. We have all fallen short of it. We all break the law of God. Breaking the law makes us sinners. We are sinners because we are imperfect. Imperfection means sinfulness. But Jesus Christ was that perfect man who lived for us and died for us, that we might walk with God in this world. It is only by knowing Christ that we can be prepared to be servants. So let me ask you today, do you know the Lord? Are you trusting him? Are you walking in the law of the Lord? Have you looked to Christ? You see, the writer of this psalm went on to say, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. To be happy and to know God, you must seek the Lord. You must ask the Lord for forgiveness. You must ask the Lord for mercy. And whenever you find forgiveness in the Lord, you will be saved. You will have hope. The psalmist in this stanza, he was brought to a place of thanksgiving. I will praise thee, he said in verse 7, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. There's happiness in the Word of God. There's happiness in knowing God. There's happiness in being a true Christian. I pray that you will trust Christ today, that you will discover that peace that is found in him alone. I thank you so much for listening.